So kind to my wife and I. Healthy children, beautiful church. Man, I'm just amazed.
In humble adoration, we bow before your throne,
my Lord.
Opening our hearts, surrendering our will, calling unto you.
Means the beginning and the end. Everybody cry.
We cry holy.
Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you today, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You are holy, God. Hey, Jesus. You holy. You so holy. I love the word holy because I'm serving a holy God. I am serving a mighty God. Holy. Hey, Jesus. Holy. Hey, Lord. Holy. I love that word. Holy. Holy. Even when the angels sang, holy, 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 holy. Holy. God Almighty. Holy. God Almighty. Holy. Holy, holy, holy Lord, you're a holy God, you're a mighty God, you're an everlasting Father, and you're the Prince of Peace, You holy. You are so holy, Jesus. And I want to say thank you tonight for being a holy God, for being a righteous God. You holy tonight. And I am serving a holy God. Holy, Jesus. Holy, Lord Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, Jesus. Holy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you. I thank you. And I praise your name, Father. And I want to say to you tonight, hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Jesus. You're so holy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're in 52 weeks of love. Week 6. Hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine Ministry out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you, Lord God. And I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to everyone that's on the line tonight. Welcome. And thank each of you tonight that have tuned in. I pray that the word of God will minister grace to you and bring you closer to the God of our salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word tonight, Lord God. Thank you for your word tonight. That your word will go forth and it will not return back void. And I thank you tonight. I thank you, Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me. Out of the King James Version. I'll be reading out of the King James Version. So turn your Bibles with me. And turn your Bibles to Luke. That's the book of Luke. The 10th chapter. Verses 39. And it reads. Look at verse 39. And she. Talking about Martha. And Martha. Had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Let me read that again. And Martha had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And I want to use that subject, sitting at Jesus' feet. Sitting at Jesus' feet. Sitting at the feet of Jesus is a position that we should long for and find ourselves there to worship and to serve our Lord is the key to a blessed life and one that will bring us so close to God. Thank you, Jesus. Worship has an intimacy all by itself. When we worship the Lord, saints, when we worship the Lord, we are letting him know that we adore him. We are letting him know that we adore him. And I was reading and studying, I looked at that word adore. And on the Christmas holidays, they always say, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. So when we worship the Lord, we are letting him know that we adore him. And we want to spend time with him. Because when we spend time with God, the closer we get to him, and the closer he gets to us, the Bible declares in James, the 4th chapter, verses 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let me say that again. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That draw me close to God. You come close to God, and he'll come close to you. I heard a saying about someone
when they didn't mean what they said. I heard a saying about someone that said something that they didn't mean. They would call it what? Lip service. That's what you call lip service. You got to mean it from your heart. Mean what you say and say what you mean. And mean it from your heart. Mean it from your heart, because you must have a pure heart. Your heart must be right. Your heart must be clean. So when you say something, mean it, and mean it from your heart. Mean it from your heart. In the 24th Psalm, I believe it said, who can stand into his holy hill? Only those with clean hands and a pure heart. A pure heart. Clean hands. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew the 15th chapter, verses 8. These people draw near to me with their what? Mouth. And honor me with what? Their lips. But their heart, there it is, but their heart is far from me. Your heart. God is saying, but your heart is far from me. Let me read that again. Matthew 15, chapter verses 8. These people draw near to me with their mouth. Mouth, lip service. And honor me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. Oh, my God, our heart. But their heart is far from me. Our heart should not be far from God. Our heart should be right, oh, my God. Our heart, God's heart, pure heart, a clean heart. Yes. Let's look at it in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38. Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village. That's Jesus. Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And look at verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Thank you, Lord God. Mary had the best seat in the house. Did y'all get that? Come on now. I say Mary had the best seat in the house. Hallelujah. When I was reading this and say Mary had the best seat in the house, I thought about when you get on an airplane. I never rode first class before. I always like in the middle ways or whatever. And all those that's riding first class, they get good food. They get good meal. They get good drink. You might get a Sprite or 7-Up or a Coke. They get good food. They get real food. First class. Well, look at Mary. Mary had the best seat in the house. Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus taught his disciples, he had their full attention. And that's the way it is with a man or a woman of God. When you're teaching and preaching the word of God, you should have the people's attention. My brother always say that when he ministered. He said something like a little word, like a little joke word or something, and he get the people to laugh. He get them to smile. And he gets their attention. And then he gets into the word of God. And I told him one day, I said, that was awesome what you just did. He said, you got to get their attention. Let's look at it in Luke 10:38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village. This is Jesus. He entered a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary. Y'all remember Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Thank you, Lord God. And you know, as I was reading that, I said, she sat at his feet and heard his word. I said, Lord, I wonder, I imagine, what was Jesus speaking about? What was he teaching on? What was he preaching on? Because he had Mary's full attention. And I wanted to know, I was asking the Lord, Lord, what was you teaching about? What was you ministering on? What was you sharing did with Mary? Was it love? Joy? Joy is next to love. Was it peace? Meekness? Gentleness? I was trying to find all out about what he could have been talking about. Oh, John 3:16, he was saying, God so loved the world. All this, I said, Lord, what was you talking about to Mary? He had Mary's attention. And I said, Lord, this is awesome. Sitting at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Glory to God. Mary had the best seat in the house, y'all. She had the best seat in the house. Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus taught his disciples, he had their full attention, just like he did Mary. Everywhere Jesus went, his word, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verses 4, and my speech, Paul said, this is not the Apostle Paul. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, hey, Lord, but in demonstration of the Spirit in our power. Yes, Lord. Glory to God Almighty. Like I say, Mary has the best seat in the house. And that's the way I am when I go somewhere. I want the best seat in the house. When my sister and I, we go out to eat and she say, well, you sit. And I say, I want to sit this way because I don't want my back turned to the wall. I want the best seat in the house. And that's the way they do me when I go somewhere. Come on, you can sit here. You can sit here. Give me the best seat in the house. Because if I get the best seat in the house, I know Jesus is right there. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. She had the best seat in the house. Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus taught his disciples, he had their full attention. And that's what we should do. I'm going to say this again. Men and women of God, pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, when we teach, we should have the people's full attention. Bring them the word. Give them nothing but the word. The word, which is the meat of God. They need to hear the word. You don't preach at the people, but you preach to the people. I say you don't preach at the people. You preach to the people. Everywhere Jesus went, his word, as the Apostle Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech, I'm going to say this again. Look what he said. My speech and my preaching, come on, Paul, was not with enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. Glory to God Almighty. Like I say, Mary had the best seat in the house. Come on, Mary. And verse 40. But Martha, listen at this, y'all. Martha, she was distracted with much service and approached Jesus and said, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. See, Martha got distracted. Anxiety had built up in Martha. Martha was concerned about house cleaning, cooking, washing, mopping. And as I was reading, I said this to Martha. I said, Martha, take off that apron. Put down that broom. Take that rag off your head. And go in and sit with Mary and hear the word. But she was so concerned about the things of the house. She was so concerned.
You are full of mercy. Grace and truth, so we worship you, Almighty God. redeemed. The one source of my strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
Honored and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.